A new documentary investigates what it calls the deadliest gunfight in Arizona history, and it did not take place in Tombstone.
This is a story about how America was changing, becoming a modern society and a foreign power during World War I. It affected every single American, even someone like Jeff Power, who is living in a remote canyon of southeastern Arizona.
Power's War is the story of the gunfight involving the Power family, but that's just the beginning of it. Cameron Trejo is a producer and director based in Mesa and director of Power's War.
I had encountered a book, and in that book you read about this deadly shootout that happened in Arizona that I had never heard about, and that's what was so fascinating about it, is that this happened during the height of the First World War that, you know, our country was involved in, and four lawmen went up to arrest these quote-unquote slackers that were hiding in the southeast wilderness of Arizona. And when they went up there, a shootout occurred. Three men died initially in the shootout, and then one survived for about 6 hours or so and died later. So four of the eight men involved in the shootout died. That eventually turned into what became the largest manhunt in Arizona's history as well.
And when you say slackers, is that referring to people who were not involved in the war effort?
Yes, that is the nasty term that was given to those that decided that they didn't want to submit to the First World Draft, the Selective Service Act of 1917. So these two boys were dubbed as slackers.
So what drew you to this story?
You know, originally, I'm a filmmaker, and so an Old West shootout, that's sort of liquid gold, right, for a film? I mean, it's a no-brainer. But I quickly learned that there was much more to this story than an actual shootout. That's what originally drew me in, but it was as we dug into the history, we realized that there were a lot of people involved in these, and these people came with certain motivations. And as we started to sort of, you know, pluck out to develop the human element to the story, we realized that it was much more complicated than a shootout.
Why didn't the men want to be involved in World War I?
Well, that's a complicating question. Once again, it's important that we understand the history of the Power family. But this is a family that came from sort of the East Coast, and they had kind of skipped through the Civil War. They decided that, you know, their family was more important, and they had a history of not supporting American government and American involvement in wars. And so we have a father that, you know, wasn't involved in the Civil War, and then all of a sudden we come to Arizona, and these guys are living a frontier way of life, and this is 1918. And so most people are actually getting off of the frontier. They're not being involved in sort of that Old West lifestyle. They're becoming more modern. They call it the progressive movement. And the Power family, they were going for broke. I mean, these were people that they went all in on a mine deep in the wilderness of Arizona. And it was because of that mine that they decided, hey, you know, our services are needed here at this mine. Like, this is the success of our family depends on this mine. We're not going to go serve the war.
I think for a lot of people, when they think of shootouts in the Old West, they think of Tombstone, they think of the OK Corral, that sort of thing. But it sounds like you're arguing this one was actually perhaps historically more significant.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's truly interesting about this is Tombstone is great because, you know, especially today, it's been so Hollywoodized, if that's a word. But the Power shootout, I mean, everybody came to that shootout with some sort of a motivation. You have these lawmen that had bought into the war, right? And they were patriots, and they were the people that were buying war bonds, and they were supporting the war in full. And then you've got these other guys that are, you know, the Power family, they're supporting their family. They're doing what they feel is great.
What was your research like to do this movie? I would imagine that there were probably lots of sort of differing accounts of what actually happened.
Oh, yeah. The only books that existed on the subject had been written from sort of, you know, both sides of the table. And so you've got a book that was entitled Shootout at Dawn that was written from Tom Power's perspective in 1960. So we're talking, you know, 40 years after the event took place. And then you have another book that was written by an amateur historian, Darvill McBride, who is a descendant of one of the lawmen that died in the shootout. And so no real research had been done. There had been several other books that had kind of, you know, attempted to go in and find some of the detail, but realistically it was those two books. And so our research for the film was it took 2 years. It really did take 2 very involved years. And very early on, as I developed the story, I knew that I needed to attach myself with a historian, which is when I was introduced to Heidi Osler of Arizona State University. And she helped me to understand that I had kind of a sense of where the story needed to go, but Heidi, being the true historian and obviously an educator herself, realized that there was a lot of work that needed to be done, because most of what had been written on the shootout itself was folklore. And so the research is the heart of this film. I mean, without that research, we're just fanning the flames of folklore, I guess you could call it.
Cameron Trejo is director of Powers War. It's a documentary about the 1918 shootout here in Arizona. We'll link to a list of upcoming screenings at the show, kjzz.org. Cameron, thank you.
Thank you so much.